Just your average everyday trucker, keeping it real. Going to be moving on from the past. This is episode 73. Once again, guys, welcome. Appreciate you being here. So the inspiration for tonight's topic, and again, like the last 2 weeks. So I apologize about the fact that probably gonna have at least one more week of a bonus episode on Friday instead of the springtime Friday. That's mainly because of just initially it was because of being sick. Lately it's because of just time and kind of a mental health kind of thing, you know. Just having to really had a chance to do it. But although I did notice that when I was going through my computer. Because I hadn't been on my computer in 6 months before I recently started doing the writing. And about 6 months prior, this is back before my oldest and my grandson came back home. 6 months prior, I'd actually done some letters. Like, I'd written both my daughter and my grandson letters on my computer. Letters that I wasn't sure if I'd ever send to them or whatever. It was just basically me trying to get it out, you know. And after not being on my computer for about 6 months, when I got back on there, I couldn't find things I had written previously. Like, I thought I wrote them either in Microsoft Word or in I have this app that I use for, like, I do like some journal writing. I think it's called, like, Reflections or whatever. So I've done, like, some little journal entries on my computer, like, with that app or whatever, just like I have my physical journal that I haven't written in a couple weeks. Gotta go ahead and... I know I was initially doing it, like, trying to focus doing it, like, once a week, you know, so I gotta get back to do that, of course, but... So when I got back on my computer, I couldn't find any of the writing stuff I did within the past 6 months. I was like, what the heck? Did I lose it all? Hey, what's going on? Like, I had some of it, like the stuff that was in my Reflections app and things that I had saved as a Word file that were saved in the different folders or whatever. I had those, but for some reason I didn't have the letters I wrote to my daughter and my grandson. I had actually started to do a new book, even though then I actually managed to get, reacquire the one I had started back in 2010 that I had like 130 pages of. You know, I thought I had lost that one. I didn't know where it was or whatever, but I managed to track it down. Apparently I had emailed it to myself at one point. And so I had to just basically do a search, and I found it in my email, was able to save it to my computer. So now I'm mainly focusing on that one, but I do have a couple other book ideas that I've kind of started. And so I had one that doesn't look like it's a lot, but basically it's kind of basing it off of like my life a little bit. You know, my like literally starting it out at like my childhood and stuff like that. Kind of going off of that a little bit, you know, but so I found that and I found all the, because I opened, apparently it was the notes. Like it was like the note taking app on my MacBook. I opened that, all of a sudden I had all these different writing things. I had the lyrics, because that was another thing too. I you know, when dealing with my daughter and grandson not being here for the previous 2 years before that, you know, I was trying to do whatever I could to try to cope, try to be okay. And even though I'm not a musician, like I don't play an instrument yet, I sat down and I have a few, probably three different song lyrics that I've kind of written out or whatever, and I don't know what they would sound like because I haven't put them to music yet, but that's one of the next things on my list, you know, is to probably get, you know, get a membership to like one of those beats subscriptions where you can actually have to get like different beats to be able to make your own songs or whatever, and going about it that way. You know, I was just really happy that I actually found them, that I found all the stuff, because I thought, cause I mean, it's a lot of material. It's like, you know, the letters and the songs and that start of a story, you know. So technically, I guess I thought about even though it wouldn't be a complete story, so you guys like you wouldn't necessarily hear how it ends, because I haven't, you know, got that far yet. But technically, on this Friday, I could technically probably record that for you guys to let you guys get something, and that way you guys can see what you think, you know. Because it's just, I mean, honestly, like I did pretty good with it, I think, and it would be interesting to see like where I go with it, but. But a week from Friday, I should definitely be back on track, I'm hoping, because me and my youngest were leaving this week, taking off after she gets off school on Friday to head west to Oklahoma to go see my parents, bring back a car, my grandparents' car that when they passed, my parents have had the car. It's like a Buick, I don't know what year, like the 90s probably, Buick Park Avenue or something, pretty nice car. But my parents have had it for quite a while, and I guess like two of my younger sisters drove it, and then now they're both graduated, off in college. Well, one of them is off in college, and the other one is she graduated college, and she's out in Seattle with my the oldest sister. It's my younger sister, but she's the one that's right below me, so. She's actually the one that I technically was in school at the same time with, because she was only a year or so behind me or whatever. So, but she's the one sister that I, you know, out of all my siblings, actually, well, technically her and my one brother, you know, my brother Matt, I haven't had anything to do with him for a while. He kind of hates my guts for whatever reason. But my younger sister that's right below me, last time I had anything to do with her, any communication, was probably 20 years back, 15, 20 years back, you know. She's not on social media or anything either, and never reached out or whatever, so I'm like, not good, you know. But me and my youngest, we're going out to spend 2 days with my parents, and then we're going to be basically coming back with that Buick, because they're either going to donate it or sell it or basically give it away to us. They had asked me if I wanted the car a while back, and we hadn't confirmed anything. And then back before New Year's, you know, this is back after Allie had come back, trying to get Allie and Zoe both driving. So I reached out to my parents and basically had asked them, like, hey, do you still have my grandpa's car? And I'd offer to buy it. I'd offer to make payments to them for like 2 years, you know, because I know that they could probably use the money. And my mom pretty much was like, no, we'll just give you the car. You know, just like, tell us how you want to get it out there or whatever. And I was like, well, that was when I was like, will March be too far along? Because, you know, I can't take Zoe out of school and I don't want to make that drive by myself. You know, I can do the drive by myself, but I'd rather have somebody with me, so that way, you know, because that's a long trip. And, you know, if I'm going to be out there doing that long trip, I'd rather have at least one of the kids with me, so that way, should something happen, they can probably call for help, you know? Not that I figure anything will happen, but if something happens and I'm by myself, then I'm probably screwed. Like, Aaron will just find out about it a day or two later, like, oh yeah, we found your husband on the side of the road, you know? But, you know, just like to have, figure it's good to have company with you, you know? Alright guys, don't need to slow down so much to get off, take the exit. Well, they drop down from like 70 miles an hour to like 50, like, you don't have to slow that much. It's a big exit where you could just drift off to the exit and then slow down, you know? So, the inspiration for today's topic basically comes from, you know, past things, obviously. You know how they say, forgive and forget, you know, let it go, let go of the past and move on, don't hold on to the anger. And yeah, that's definitely something that we all should strive to do. But it's one of those things that it's not black and white. It's not that simple. It depends on what happened because, yeah, you might be able to technically move on and technically forgive somebody for something that happened that might have hurt. You know, but it depends on the level of hurt that action or whatever happened in the past. You know, it depends on the severity of it. Because if it's too deep, like if it's too deep of a cut, that scar, like yeah, the cut will technically heal, but there's always going to be a scar. You're probably gonna always feel it, you know. Like I dealt with that with my gallbladder. You know, when I got my gallbladder taken out, like I'm better now. I think because it's been a long time. It's probably been like, we're talking probably, I think I'd had it taken out like 2009, so we're probably talking like at least 15 years since I had the gallbladder taken out. And for a while, for several years, I would randomly have these little pains in my side where the gallbladder scar was. I don't remember the last time that's happened. It's been a while, so I think I've gotten past it to where it's not like I'm not feeling that anymore. You know, where they say time eventually heals all wounds. So maybe it's something that, maybe that is true. Maybe that some things might just take a lot longer to fully get over and not be hurt about it anymore, you know? Because, you know, there's something that happened that I, you know, found out about back in 2021. It was like, literally I bought my truck. And like literally next week or two later, I managed to find out something that I would have rather never found out about people very close to me or whatever, you know, really big betrayal. And it's, you know, it's one of those things where me and the person involved have obviously done whatever we can to try to work through it and try to, you know, try to be okay and stuff. And, you know, I've even made the decision to, you know, to say to one of the parties, I forgive you. Like, I don't want to have anger and hate towards you. I don't want to have an enemy. I'll consider us friends. And if you ever need somebody to talk to, I'm here. You know, trying to bury the hatchet, trying to do what I felt was the right thing, and trying not to hold on to it. But again, like I said, like, you can make that conscious decision, but it's not gonna be, not always gonna be black and white. It's not gonna always be something that you can just make that decision and let it go. Like, I know a lot of people say, let it go, you have to let it go, come on. Okay, and I hear you, you know, but like I said, a lot of times, just, you know, depending on the situation. Depending on the situation, sometimes you can't, you know, sometimes you might mostly let it go, but it'll always be there festering and just, you know, you always have that knife, the feeling of that knife that was once in your back, you know, and all you can do is you can just try to take it one day at a time, do whatever you can as far as trying to take care of yourself, especially with like self-care tactics, anything that would help you feel better. Work on your mental health, and could, you know, go about it like that. But unfortunately, it's one of those things where even though I would say that things are a lot better, I still know that I still deal with it. There's situations in my past that, you know, they're still there. You know, yeah, I might have decided to chosen to forgive and try to move on or whatever, but that doesn't take away the pain of it. You know, there's always that pain, especially if somebody betrayed you with someone else. You know, or if more than one person betrayed you, and then, like, you know, instead of, you know, trying to commit to, like, all right, I'm gonna, you know, it's like when somebody's connected to somebody else. Like, you have a connection with somebody, and then they have a connection with somebody else, and they betrayed you with that person. And, you know, the right thing to do would obviously be to not have anything to do with that other person. But, you know, you didn't you were like, no, I understand, like, you really care about that person, they're a really big part of your life, they're a friend, or whatever. And you're like, oh, I'm not gonna make that decision for you guys to say you guys can't have anything to do with each other. You know, I was talking to a friend last night. You know, because I joke around with her quite a bit about you know, she's like, yep, enjoy my dreams, blah blah blah. You know, and she goes, oh wow, and I told her, I said, by the way, can I be honest about something? And she's like, what? I was like, the reason why I do what I do is I've been really broken for a while. Like, you know, I basically was shattered to a million pieces a few years back. And something that happened years before that I didn't know about it until I kind of stumbled upon stuff and found out what happened. And I said, I've been trying to piece myself back together ever since. And I was like, you know, I don't know if I'll ever be able to do it. She's like, well, what the hell happened? And I was kind of like, just telling her, I was like, yeah, well, such and such, and like, this went on, and this happened, and, you know, oh my god, like, yeah, you know, she goes, man, I can't believe that, like, that you didn't make a more extreme decision, like, you know, kick people out of your life altogether. And I was like, well, trust me, I thought about it, like, I was like, it's one of those situations where, as you guys can tell, I'm being vague. I'm not going to mention specific details, be specific, mainly because, you know, I'm not really wanting the whole world to know the specific details, but, you know, I could be vague and tell you like a broad, you know, talk about it in a broad sense, you know. It was one of those things where when you deal with a situation where you're like, if you don't forgive and try to move on, then basically it's one of those situations where, like, sometimes you have to try to move on and try to work out things to be okay. Otherwise, a lot's going to change in your life. Like, I looked at it like, all right, like, this happened, and I could have very easily made a very big decision and walked away from the whole thing. But then, like, my whole life would have been completely different. And I'm like, well, like, I have too much to lose. You know? Like, I don't want to walk away from other people that matter to me because of, you know, the mistakes of certain people. You know? So, that's why the motivation for this topic was basically, like, sometimes, I mean, I want to throw that question out there to you guys. Like, do you guys believe that no matter what happens in your life, that there's always, you can always come back from it? That you can always, there's always a way to forgive and forget and to be okay and to not hurt anymore or whatever. And like I said earlier, as far as, like, my gallbladder and stuff, maybe it's one of those things where, like, yeah, it's been quite a few years since, or been at least probably, like, 3 or 4 years since I found out about this situation, that it actually happened back in, like, 2015. So it's been a while since it's happened, but I didn't find out about it until 2021, and, you know, been a secret all this time. So it's one of those things, like, maybe it's like the gallbladder, you know, maybe it's one of those things where, you know, give it another few more years, and maybe it'll get to a point where I'm like, yeah, it happened, but I don't care anymore. It doesn't bother me. I don't. Well, you know, and maybe that'll be the case, but I think if that were the case, I think the parties involved would basically have to not have anything to do with each other to fully move on. But, you know, they're... people involved are always going to be part of each other's life because they've known each other for a lot longer than me, that I've technically known my wife, you know. So it's like, all we can do is just, all I can do is keep doing what I'm doing, you know. It's like what I preach to you guys every week, like, you know, keep on pushing forward, keep believing, you know, take it day by day, week by week, you know, and just trying to do the best you can and do the best to hold it together. So, I mean, you know, and I think, and this is one of the things that, one of the topics that I thought about doing an extra bonus episode Friday night, technically, when I had recorded the bonus episode on Friday night when I was working. Actually, I think it was Saturday night, I think. I debated on doing another bonus episode for you guys because I was thinking about, my mind just went blank. Let's see. But yeah, so Saturday night I was literally, there was something else that I was like, I was thinking about, oh man, this would be a really, really good thing to talk about, whatever, should I do a bonus, another, you know, episode? And it was like, no, I won't worry about it, you know. This is one of those things, you know, just try to keep on pushing forward and not... Oh, okay, I remember what I was going to talk about. So, what I've been thinking about on Saturday is a situation that I dealt with this past week. I don't, if anybody out there that, if you're religious, you go to church, pray, which I, because of my schedule, I don't get to church. Because I literally get home at like 5 a.m. And the church, because we have a few campuses, the church I normally would go to whenever I go to church is a church called Crosspoint. And they have like Nashville, they have like, there's a downtown campus, there's one out near Bellevue, out closer to us. So I usually go to the Bellevue one. But the latest service for that church is 11 a.m. And so when I was working Monday through Friday and off on the weekend, I would literally go to church every weekend. But since now I work Tuesday through Saturday, so I'm getting back home like 5 a.m. on Sunday, I haven't been to church in at least the last year because, you know, getting back at 5, I would have to only get like 5 hours of sleep to get up and drive myself to church. So instead I go through my Bible app and pray, you know, just do what I can, you know. But this past week, for those of you who are religious, I'm sure you guys have I guess you guys have possibly heard of spiritual warfare. Like back when I've told you guys this, you know, back in previous episodes, back like 2 or so years back when I started doing my Bible app every day, doing, you know, going through the Bible in 90 days and then basically I restart it whenever I get to the end of it. And then, you know, praying every day and whatnot. When I started that, the reason why I started that was I started to have some weird experiences at home. Like, and I told my wife, I don't think she ever knew about it. She might have, but like I finally told her about it this past week because I started to have some weird feelings, weird experiences again up in our room. Like, basically I told her about it, like back when I started doing the Bible app and praying a lot. What started happening was I would be in bed with her and she would get up at 5:30 to go to work. And literally as soon as she left, I'd be laying there in bed on my side, facing her side of the bed, and I would all of a sudden be woken up to hearing kind of a really raspy, like, breathing right behind me off of my side of the bed. And of course, I'm laying there with my eyes like wide open, terrified, thinking, what the hell is behind me, you know? Until eventually I forced myself to roll off the bed onto my feet and basically walk towards the bathroom because we have a long hallway to go down to the bathroom. So I end up, if there was something there, I ended up walking right through it, flip the light out of the bathroom, go to the bathroom, come back, wash my hands, and get back in bed. Usually I was fine then. But it happened quite a bit. I feel like at least once or twice a week. where I would experience this breathing and I would feel like there's something else there. And it terrified me. Probably dealt with it for a couple weeks before I literally started doing what I'm currently doing with the Bible app, praying every day. You know, just... And I'll often... Like, one of my routines now, especially if I ever have, like, a weird feeling in the apartment, like, that I feel unsafe, kind of. I would do a prayer where I basically bless the entire apartment. And so, basically, I would just say a prayer, something like, you know, Heavenly Father, Lord God, bless every inch of this apartment. Cast out anything negative, anything dark, anything unholy, anything sinister, anything evil, and protect my wife if she's heading to work, protect my daughter if she has an op school, and then protect me and my oldest and my grandsons as we sleep. Let there be nothing but your goodness and your light in this living space. And usually I would do that a couple times, you know, like one or like for 2 or 3 days or whatever, and I would give the living space would go back to feeling normal, you know, like not having like your hair up, standing up on end or whatever. But basically after a few weeks of doing, you know, the Bible app and the prayers and whatnot, after a few weeks, I stopped experiencing basically being creeped out in the bedroom after the wife had left. And so I've kind of kept it up. I've kept doing my routine, which up until this past week I did kind of fall back a little bit, even though I'm still doing the Bible app and prayers, but I kind of wasn't praying as much. And middle of the week I was sitting in the room, and actually I was, the first time it happened last week, I was actually asleep, and even though the cats are in the room, so I don't know if they were making noise and that's what was waking me up, but I kept being woken up to sounds that would wake me up down the hall towards our bathroom. And of course I would wake up like, what the hell is that? And I'd start to go back to sleep, and then I'd hear it again and it'd wake me back up. And eventually I'd fall back asleep. And then one of the other days after that happened, I would, you know, all the cats, you know, were basically at the door wanting to be let out, so I let them out of the room. And then I'm sitting on the bed, staring down the hallway in the dark, and of course, I just had the hair on my arms standing up, and just feeling a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit unsafe, kind of. So, I went all in, and I, you know, started doing a lot more prayers, and I think Friday or Saturday night, I jumped in and did my worship playlist on Spotify. I just after praying a bunch and getting through my daily Bible reading on my app, I opened my worship playlist, did like 2 hours worth of singing along to worship music, and you know, basically was trying to just literally completely surround myself with God's light, pretty much. And then when I got home before going to bed Sunday morning, literally went and stood down in the middle of the hallway, said the Lord's Prayer, and said a couple of other prayers, basically blessing the space. You know, things have been pretty good since. So it's just, I just got to keep it up. I know that. And I told a friend, I basically told her that I felt like I was being attacked. And she's like, well, yeah, like when you're getting closer to your goals, that's when they start attacking you. I was like, well, I don't know if I'm close to my goals because I feel like I still have a long ways to go. But yeah, you know, because like, you know, you'll notice little things, like maybe things that you normally do, that you'll have certain occasions where you need to do those certain things, but for whatever reason, you can't seem to get yourself to do them. Like, you just, the motivation, the drive just isn't there. And I've noticed that, like, the past week or so, that there's things I need to do. Like, for instance, like, getting on the computer and writing. I definitely need to do that. But I've kind of been procrastinating, you know. So I definitely need to get back on there and do this and get the Storytime Fridays back on track, which they will get there. You know, it's just a matter of trying. I just have to sit down to do it. It's like this weekend, I'd really rather not do an 800-mile drive to Oklahoma, but I know that definitely it's important for me and my youngest to go see my parents. and then we'll bring the car back here or whatever. Then my oldest will have a car to drive, so just have to get the Mazda fixed up for the youngest, and you know, both kids will have a car to start being independent and driving. So, but as one of those things, I mean, if you guys, anybody, any of my listeners out there, if you guys are religious in any way, as far as going to church, praying all the time, whatever, have you guys experienced anything like that? Like, have you ever experienced just random occasions where, you know, you're alone and you don't feel like you're alone? Like, you feel like something else is there. You feel like it's, and, you, and not only do you feel like there's something else there, but you don't feel like it's something with good intent. You know, like, it's one thing, like, I've actually, like, it hasn't happened for a while, but, like, I used to have occasions out here on the road where I'd be going down the road, and all of a sudden I would smell cigarette smoke in the truck, and I don't smoke. And I would have that kind of a calming feeling, like my grandfather was with me. And I had commented that to my wife, because she has a little bit of a empathic ability, I guess. And she said, like, when I told her, she was, yeah, I've actually seen your grandfather standing behind you with his hand on your shoulder. I'm like, really? She said, yeah. Okay. I was like, yeah, you know, when he's here, I can tell. I said, I don't think I've experienced anything to tell me that my grandmother has ever been with me. She might have been, because they both spoke, but the feeling I got was it was my grandfather standing with me. And so I'm like, well, nope. Like, I've been the only one in this truck for a while, and so anytime I would randomly smell cigarette smoke, that throws me off, because I'm like, nobody else has been in here, so I shouldn't be smelling cigarettes. Now, it's understandable if you're going down the road, all of a sudden you start to smell like wood smoke, you know, because campfires and whatnot. Yeah, you can. There'll be random occasions I'll smell that, but these occasions have literally been like the cigarette smoke smell, and like really strong. Like there's somebody who was just smoking a cigarette standing right next to you, or they're currently sitting smoking a cigarette. And so. This is one of those things, and when I experience those, I usually, you know, immediately when I smell the cigarette smoke, and I feel my grandfather's presence, I greet him, like, hey, Grandpa, you know, happy to be near you, and, you know, miss you, whatever. One of those things where he died of lung cancer. Both he and my grandmother died of smoking-related illnesses. And I know when he was on his way out and stuff, I prayed quite a bit, because I was trying to, you know, like, pray for a miracle or whatever, and obviously, like, it just wasn't in the plan. So, he passed away or whatever, and so, back to the topic for tonight. Again, I'll ask you guys, have you guys ever, like, does anything, things happen in your life that you've had trouble moving on from? And in some of those situations, do you feel like you'll ever be able to fully let it go, or do you think it'll always be there? Because the thing that happened to me that involved these other people in my, it's one of those things where I can't honestly say without any doubt at all that I will ever be 100% okay with it. I just don't know. You know? And all I can say when they say, oh yeah, you gotta let it go, like holding on to stuff. I'm like, I get it, I hear you, you know. But it's not as simple as that. Like, it's not something that somebody could be, have a knife to the heart and then basically be like, you know what, I forgive you. You know, like, we're cool. And just let it go. Like, I tried, and I'm continuing to try, but it's one of those things where I was hurt. So there's a couple, I mean, there's not just a situation that I'm kind of vaguely talking about with you guys, but there are other situations, like, for instance, the situation with my daughter when she left my grandson, you know, the way things went down there, even though she's back and we're good, you know, there's still that pain of what happened, you know, because, like, both those situations, I was so hurt that at some point I thought if I didn't try to, you know, figure things out, that I was basically gonna die from like depression and whatnot. Like, not necessarily killing myself, but my health was getting worse because of the extreme hole I was in. My weight was climbing up there. I was basically becoming really unhealthy without really even trying. Like, I wasn't out going out eating everything under the sun and drinking every day. And, you know, but my weight was climbing because, you know, stress does that to you. And, you know, it got to a point where I had to tell myself, like, look, like, even though I'm still not doing well, I need to do what I can to at least try to do somewhat better. You know, because I'm only 41. You know, I'm not that old, you know, and I know that I should be able to be around for a lot longer, but I know that if you don't take care of yourself, then you can easily die by the time you're 50. Hell, I've known people that died that actually passed away by the time they were 40 because something happened. And I know a friend I was talking to, I think she had mentioned that, my friend Kirsten, actually, she was telling me that I'm going to have to go back on a diet, you know, because experiencing such and such, gained a little bit of weight, you know, I'm afraid of, just in case I might be diabetic. And I was like, well, don't assume that you're not or that you are. I was like, what you need to do is get in the doctor and have them do blood work to do a physical, because then they can let you know. But she goes, well, because she said she had gestational diabetes when she had her kids, so that's one of the factors that could potentially, like, you know, determine you getting diabetes later on. I'm like, well, yeah, that's true, but my wife had gestational diabetes with my youngest, and then she had regular diabetes for a while, or type 2, and then for up until recently, for like years, she was off medication. She wasn't, you know, taking metformin or shots or anything like that. Like, she was basically she got everything managed under control enough that they took her off all medications. Then recently, she's, you know, not as far along as I was, but she did get diagnosed with a little bit of a diabetic diagnosis, and had to go basically back on metformin. But not bad enough to where she has to do like I do, the glucose meter, you know, pricking your finger to take your to test your blood sugar. That's one of those things, I'm sure some of you can relate out there too, where like literally, and I've been doing it for like 4 months. Every time I prick my finger, I do the same thing. I literally cringe before I hit the button for the needle to prick me in the finger, because it hurts like hell every time. And I was like, man, I wish there was an easier way to do this, like the continuous monitor or something. But you got to be on insulin for that and stuff. Otherwise, insurance won't do it. Like, well, that would be easier. Like, just have this little thing permanently attached, like stuck to the back of my arm, and I could just look at my phone to see what my readings are. But nope. You gotta be injecting yourself with insulin for that. So. But anyway, guys, that was pretty much the inspiration for this topic tonight. It was basically, you know, having things happen in the past that you try. That obviously, health-wise, it's better to try to let it go and move on. But sometimes it's like, is it always possible? Like, can you actually do it? Or depending on how bad certain events in your life might have been, maybe it's just something that you'll never recover from, you know? And I know, like, when I had the dog attack, when I was doing the package delivery, I know I surprised to say, I've actually had a weird form of PTSD when it came to dogs after that. Now, I'm fine now, but for a while, like, I would go out for a walk somewhere, and somebody would walk by with a big-ass dog on a leash. And I would step off the sidewalk and wait till they pass, because I'm like, I'm staying the hell away from them. So, fun times. So, but anyway, guys, I think I will end it with that. But that's pretty much what I wanted to talk to you guys about tonight. And I hope you guys, I hope it relates to some of y'all out there. And I hope you guys found value in it a little bit. Again, this is me keeping it real with you guys. And that's kind of why I was up really late last night. Totally could have gone to bed by like 2 or 3, but I think I was chatting with a friend, and then she's the one I was like, hey, can I, you know, be upfront and honest and real with you about something? She's like, yeah, what's up? And I was like, you know why I do what I do is I'm broken. Like, I've been broken for a while. Like, you know, I had some big ass thing happened in 2015. I found out about it in 2021, and I was kind of giving her the details a little bit. She said, holy crap, like, she goes, I can see why you drink now. Oh, like, yeah. I'm like, don't get me wrong, like, it's not, like, I don't even get shippy stroke. So, like, but I have a certain routine I do. I do my 2 24-ounce cans of Mike's Harder. It's got like 10% alcohol in each one. And then I get a container of the light margarita mix that I split between those 2 days. And then I usually get light beer, you know, one of the pints or the, you know, either it's like the 16 or the 24-ounce cans of light beer. I get 2 of those. So I have one per night. But depending on if I'm lazy enough or lazy, whatever, when I get my margarita mix and the Mike's Harder at the liquor store, they don't have light beer in the bigger cans. They just have the regular Yingling bigger cans. So I end up just getting the regular Yingling lately. I need to do the light stuff though because the car pulled out. But I was kind of feeling her. I mean, so basically, like, for a while, like, she's, you know, sending me typed message after typed message, and I was typing the messages to her, and I finally started doing voice clips. So she got a few, like, she got a couple that were like 9 minutes long, and then she got a couple that were like 5. And I basically told her in the clips, I said, I'm doing the clip option right now because this is a lot to type. You know, so this happened, and this was going on, blah, 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 whatever. And she was, holy crap, like, holy shit, I can't believe that. But yeah, you know. I was like, so this is kind of what I've been dealing with. You know, and there's like these, you know, such is still going on. They're still friends, whatever. And she's like, they're still friends. So yeah. You know, so it's like, oh, but you know, I was like, I could have made such decision, but instead I toughed it out and I'm stuck where I'm at because I knew that making a big decision, I would have basically had to. The only way when this happened and stuff, the first thing that came to my mind was, well, where would I go? And the only thing I could think of was, well, I could hit the road and head west and go try to move in with my parents for a little bit and literally start over completely. But then I would have left and lost. Like, I wouldn't have been here for the kids. I would have, you know, not been around with the fur kiddos and the cats. And I know there's my buddy Dave, you know, will have a little debate with me when I call them the fur kiddos. He goes, they're not fur kids, they're pets. Like, no, they're basically like their family of us. Like, they're basically like young, they're basically like furry kids because basically, you know, they depend on us to take care of them and feed them. And, you know, we pick them up and cuddle with them or whatever. They keep the litter box cleared, all that stuff, you know. For us, they're part of the family. You know, dogs, cats, whatever, like they're technically another form of kids, kind of. They love you like their parents, kind of, you know. So, on that note, guys, I'm trying to end this episode on a positive note by saying the things I normally say. Keep on pushing forward. Keep believing. Believe you can. Believe you will. And you're already halfway there. Then you just have to go out there and do it. And again, you know, just like, if something has happened in your past, similar to what I was kind of telling you guys about, and it's something that, you know, it's not necessarily easy to deal with, and you can very easily kick people out of your life because of it, it's one of those things where you got to decide, you got to think about it, decide, like, all right, like, am I okay with starting over? Like, am I okay with losing everything? And just basically going out by myself, just basically starting brand new, starting fresh. And, you know, or do you want to, or does it, even with the pain of sticking where you're at, does it make more sense to stay there and try to deal with it so that way you don't lose everything else that you have in your life, you know? So, it's one of those things, is like, I thought, do I make a very big decision based on the actions of one or two people, and which would in effect really negatively affect my life, and I would lose a bunch of other stuff. I wouldn't necessarily lose other people, but I wouldn't be around as much, so I would miss out on a lot. And after coming off the road and doing kind of what I'm doing now, I came off the road to be with fam a lot more. So I just have, it's one of those things where I just do what I can do my best to try to deal with it. But of course, like, just the fact that that happened in my past, it does affect, there are a lot of days where I'm just, my mental health wise, I'm just not 100% here. But I'm continuing to try my best to do what I can. And, you know, like, the wife was a little bit upset with, or not, like, yeah, kind of upset her a little bit today, I guess, because I guess she wanted to go vote. So, like, literally had my alarm set. Part of, like, I didn't get to bed until after 6 o'clock in the morning because, of course, I'm going back and forth with that friend of mine or whatever. So I finally was like, all right. She's like, I really have to get to bed, so I'm like, yeah, me too. So, like, I'll voice clip you probably when I'm on the road, you know, working. She's like, all right, cool. So, but I'd set my alarm for, like, 2:30 and figure at least get 8 hours of sleep. And my wife tried to wake me up at, like, 11:40, basically saying, like, well, today's voting day, and, like, Allie doesn't want to go. She wants to just vote the regular. You know, and I told her, I was like, well, I got my alarm set for, like, 2. She was, yeah, I know, but I don't know how long it's going to take. I'm like, well, I don't want to get up early, you know, earlier than planned on a day that I have to work, because that means I'm tired, a little more tired out here driving. So I figured she was going to go by herself. Like, go ahead. I was like, go ahead, vote. Like, go do what you got to do. And then when I came downstairs, once she's like, I made overnight oats. I'm like, oh, all right. Thinking, well, you know, like, okay, cool. That's great. You know, but then of course, like, I would have, when I did Instacart last night, I would have actually ordered more oats because, you know, whenever she does a recipe with the oats, all of a sudden, like, a good portion of them are gone. I'm like, crap. So I might not be able to do oatmeal the rest of the week. But, you know, and then, of course, we got Mexican last night, so I had leftover enchiladas, this combo platter that we have. This is a Mexican place down the street that I love. It's called Cancun Mexican Restaurant. Really awesome. And really affordable, too. Like, we literally, I've taken the whole family down there. We've all gotten an entree, and my oldest got an adult beverage, and you know, with those and the queso and whatnot, it was like $75 for the entire tab. And I'm like, God, it's pretty good. You know? Showed it to my daughter. She's like, wow, really? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, see why I like this restaurant? She goes, oh, I'm good. So got a bunch of Mexican food last night. And, you know, I've had the enchilada supremacy, which is my favorite dish there. That, and sometimes I'll get a couple of crunchy tacos and, a side of rice, you know, because I love Spanish rice, especially if it's, you know, Spanish rice has to be more than just, hey, they, you know, they cooked it in, like, tomato paste or whatever to give it the red color to rice. Because if it just basically tastes like regular rice, just happens to be red, then to me it's not as good of a, quote, Spanish rice. But when it has, like, some nice tomato, it's a little bit in there, and they've got some garlic, when it actually has the special flavor that you normally would expect when you're eating Spanish rice, you know, that's, you know, some good stuff, and their rice is awesome. So I saved I had done a side of enchiladas, and I had done the enchilada supremas, but I ordered 3 tacos with a side of Spanish rice. And I got through the tacos, which I had to basically crunch it up and eat with a spoon or a fork, because basically by the time you get it back home, it's like, it's one of those things that when you get crunchy tacos from a Mexican restaurant and stuff, you have to be able to eat it pretty quick, because otherwise, like, it's gonna get a little soggy on you, you know, and you might not be able to keep the taco, like, actually hold the tacos and eat them. Well, that's kind of the condition they were in by the time I got home. The bottoms were falling out of them or whatever. So I basically just broke it all up with the fork and ate the tacos, basically, like, you know, it's kind of like a taco salad, kind of. But so I ate the side of enchiladas and the tacos, but I had the enchilada supremas that I still had one of the regular enchiladas that I'd ordered. So I added that one of those enchiladas to the enchilada supremas, put the lid back on, put it in the fridge, and figured I would heat it up today. I heat it up and eat it on the way to work. And so, not that I didn't want to do the overnight oats that my wife made, but I'd already planned to do the enchiladas. You know, so when I went in there to give her a kiss goodbye or whatever before going to work, and I was like, did you go vote? She goes, well, no, I was waiting for you. And I was like, well, why did you go? Like, I thought you were, like, you totally could have gone and voted. I was like, I just don't like schedule, like, planning for things when I'm trying, when I'm, it's the day that I'm supposed to work. Like, I don't like to get up and go take care of an errand when I'm working that day. You know, I'd rather just, you know, sleep and rest, basically be ready to do my day or whatever. So she was upset about that, and I'm thinking, like, well, you could have gone, like, you know, you can tell clearly she was upset with me, dude, you know, because of it. And I'm like, well, yeah, but you woke me up, like, 3 hours before my alarm was supposed to go off. So it would have been, like, me coming out here with 5 hours of sleep instead of eight, you know. I was like, no, I think I'm just gonna stay in bed and sleep. But then I didn't have any of the overnight oats because, again, like, I had the enchiladas, and that was a pretty big plate. So I was like, I didn't need a breakfast plus the enchiladas. And I didn't want to leave them in the fridge for a couple days. So I heated up my enchiladas on a plate. Of course, they're the aluminum, you know, container that they give it to you with a plastic lid or whatever. Ate that on the way to work. And then I get to work, and I'm, you know, doing my pre-trip on the truck. My wife texts me. She goes, you didn't even try the overnight oat? I was like, no, I had my enchiladas or whatever. That's why I heated those up on the way out. She was, but I did, like, peanut butter in it and chocolate and whatever, and I made breakfast for everybody. And I was like, well, I'm sorry, love. I was like, I already had something. You know, I'm sorry. And she goes, okay, fine, whatever. Like, okay, sorry. I was like, sigh. And she's like, what? Like, nothing. Like, obviously, like, in case I didn't do anything right with you today. Because didn't want to get up and go to vote. She's upset about that. And then, had already had plans for what I was going to heat up on my way to the truck. She was upset about that. So, oh, well, you know. Is another one of those sayings that my friend Kirsten and I always say is what it is, you know. So, on that note, guys, anybody that has any suggestions, if you have any, you know, if anybody, if you experienced anything in the past that you know, like what I was talking about where, you know, it's hard for you to let go and move on. You know, you can't maybe you're forgiven, but you can't necessarily forget. You can't get, like, the pain hasn't gone away in quite a few years, and, you know, you just don't know if it ever will. You know, feel free to, you know, if you want to talk about it, you know, you want to let me know about it, let me know. Like, just send me an email. You know, feel free to. I mean, help. If you want to do a voice message, send to my email, or whatever. And if, you know, if it's something that you want to share your story with me or whatever, and you want me to include it on one of these Real Talk episodes, send me a voice clip and I'll get it on there and stuff. You know, we'll share your story on one of these episodes, talk about it and stuff. That email address is blogtoshowpodcast@gmail.com, or you can go to blogtoshow.com and there's a contact button. Click that and it'll bring up the option. You can select which email provider or email service you want to use. Like, it'll pop up. Like, for me, it pops up, do I want to use Gmail or Yahoo? And I'm like, I'll get a Gmail. I always want to deal with getting the parts of the road out here where they've patched the road, so it's like one bump after another. Especially fun while trying to talk. Like, trying to say something, all of a sudden you go, "Hurrah!" So, and also, the minimum I would ask, if you guys do like what you hear on these, on this, show, is to support the show by clicking the subscribe button or the follow button, so that way you get notified when I do future episodes. If anybody is willing to, would love to support the show any further than that, for as little as $1 per month, go to blogtoshow.com/support. There's an option to do a one-time donation. And there's the option to do a monthly for as little as $1 per month. So, I know there are a few things that, as far as promotions go, that I might, that I'll probably be adding to the website under the promotions tab. I know right now I have the invest option on Sophie, and I have the checking and savings option on Sophie, the each of those when you join and create an account and fund your account with $10. You get $25 free added to your account. And then, of course, if you share that link with anybody else, they'll get $25 when they open an account. And you'll get $50. So, pretty cool stuff. And then I'm, you know, just kind of joining something with a friend where it's like a $20 per month. And I'm being told basically that you don't have to actually, like, build a team with that. Like, you'll get spillover from above you. And you'll actually get paid on the spillover up to $3,000 per month. And I'm like, cool, all right. So I went ahead and got involved in that. And, you know, I'm going to hold off and see how that goes. But I'll probably be adding that link on there eventually, too. Because, hey, anything passive out there, that any opportunities out there that'll make it possible for people to have a little bit of a side income without having to go through all the effort of, you know, talking to all your friends and family and all that stuff, you know, because nobody wants to do that. So, but anyway, guys, I think I'll go ahead and end it with that. Hope everybody had a great weekend and a good start to your week. If anybody just needs to vent or talk, or you want to tell me about what happened, but it's one of those things, like, if you don't even have to do a voice clip, if it's something that you want me to talk about on the show, like a story that happened to you. I mean, obviously, like, if it's a voice clip, I could literally just play that clip and get it recorded into my next World Talk episode. So that way, like, literally all the other listeners would hear you telling your story or whatever. But if you want to type it out, send me an email like that, tell me what happened. You want me to basically talk about that by reading what you wrote and telling everybody your story, then I can do that too. But on that note, guys, keep being positive, keep believing, keep pushing forward, you know, take it one day at a time, do the best you can, you know, and do whatever you can to take care of yourself. I know for me, and I know, you know, people might shake their head, but for me, my adult beverages on the weekend, pretty much for me, are self-care, because it's one of the ways that I just basically let loose and try not to care, try not to think about things that weighed me down from the past. And like right now, literally, that's the best I can do. Like, I have no other options of things that would actually help. It would make it easier for me to not feel the pain from all that crap that happened in the past. As much as I would love to, because, like, honestly, like, when I got close to my days off, I thought about it, and I was like, you know what, I would actually, like, love not to drink, you know, love to be in a position where I didn't feel where I felt like I could do my 2 days off, and it would, you know, be a big deal if I didn't get my adult beverages and whatnot. You know, but I'm not at that point yet. You know, to do my work week and, you know, get my days off and end up just, you know, trying to basically be okay in whatever way I can, you know. So, on that note, guys, I hope you guys are all doing well, and I will talk to you guys again on, I believe, actually, it'll be a bonus episode Friday, probably, unless I can get some kind of story recorded for you, but it should be back on track the following week, I'm thinking. So, see you guys on a bonus episode of Friday, then, of course, on episode 74, I think, 73 or 74, I think it's 74, for the next Real Talk Tuesday episode. But, on that note, guys, I will talk to you guys then. Thanks for tuning in, and have a good one.